And that's time for the Rural News with Maya Barry in Christchurch. Morning, Maya.
Morning, Philippa.
How are you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad. A bit of an early start in Christchurch, but it's going to be a good day.
And you're reporting this morning on that ongoing problem about wilding pines. It's a really tricky one, that, isn't it?
Yeah, these invasive trees, they're real troublemakers and they pose a major threat to New Zealand ecosystems, landscapes and the economy. They've definitely caused plenty of headaches for farmers in their time. And researchers say the government needs to get on top of the wilding pine problem before it costs the country $4.6 billion over 50 years. The Ministry for Primary Industries says its program is making huge inroads after getting an extra $10.5 million a year for 2 years, but others on the front line say they're desperate for long-term funding guarantees. Professor David Norton from the University of Canterbury's School of Forestry says the government needs to double its spending on wilding pine control.
I think there's really real room. I mean, people have talked about, you know, $25-30 million a year additional funding as being the sort of order of magnitude we need. Wilding conifers are really easy to control compared to, say, stokes. You know, we know how to do it. The capabilities there, the contractors are there, the resources are there in terms of the being able to do it. It's just the funding isn't there to pay for it, and it's not difficult to control them. It's cutting and spraying and grazing, and it's just working with those tools. And I think the delivery mechanism are well thought through now, that the whole approach to how you manage it at a landscape scale is well understood. It's just having the financial resources to put people on the ground to do the work.
That's David Norton from the University of Canterbury's School of Forestry.
Yes, and we'll be having a further report on that later in the program here on Morning Report. Now, a Northland business, it's not growing avocados at home, it's doing it in China.
Yeah, the global obsession with the green fruit certainly continues. I don't know, Philippa, do we need a full-time avocado correspondent?
But it's so delicious. It's so delicious.
Yeah. A nursery in Northland says it has no qualms about taking on the giants of the world avocado business, and it's getting a foothold in China. Limwood Avocado Nurseries near Whangarei already has a 20% stake in a joint venture underway in the island province of Hainan. That's off the coast of southern China. And it's now finalising a second joint venture up the mountainsides of Yunnan province in southwest China. Stuart Pascoe helps run Limwood. He told our avocado correspondent, Eric Frickberg, China is an enormous market and everyone is seeking a stake.
Mexico is there, California is there, South Africa is there, Israel is there, all in a big way with nurseries and enormous plantings. I was there a couple of months ago in Yunnan province and saw probably 2 million plants sitting in nurseries ready to go out and be planted. So there's a bit of competition there.
Is it worth taking on so many significant contenders? How likely are we to succeed?
We believe we've got some real expertise and some quality and enough experience to do a good job. A lot of the plants I saw were of dubious heritage and pretty poor quality. We're being very careful. A lot of companies have lost a lot of money in China, so absolutely aware of that. We believe we have the expertise and the experience to actually make a go of it and not lose money.
And how long-term is this project?
It's all long-term. The people we're talking to have a very long-term vision. So, you know, with the New Zealand avocado industry at the moment, we've been through a bit of a boom, but we want to diversify out of New Zealand, so we're not 100% reliant on one economy.
Stuart Pascoe says he hopes to have the second project ready by the end of the year.
And now security on the farm. It used to be you visited a farm and nobody ever managed or worried about locking up their doors. But now, over summer, farmers are being warned that they have to look after the security of their home. Sounds a bit sad.
Yeah, you've got to lock up the quad bike these days. The police are reminding rural communities to keep their property secure as summer approaches. And this message is being pushed particularly hard in Southland, where police say there have been a number of burglaries reported in rural areas recently. They say with the increase in daylight hours. Farmers are tied up with calving, lambing and milking, and it's an opportune time for criminals to take advantage. Rural communities are being advised to lock houses and sheds, close access gates and note down registration numbers of suspicious cars and descriptions of suspicious people. But also importantly, they're being asked not to take the law into their own hands, no matter how tempting it is if they are confronted by offenders. The police say leave that to them. And that wraps up the rural news for this morning. We'll have another update at 12:35 during Midday Report.
Thanks for that, Maya. That's Maya Burry with our rural news.